Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lamming on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Come on, rookie. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach. Add muscle to your glyphosate burn down with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Oh, and Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
PharmaSure, the fast, affordable farm insurance, is there to protect families just like yours and mine. They cover family farms, country homes, barns, farm property, farm equipment, and more to fit our unique needs, all with great pricing. Learn more today at PharmaSure.com. You'll be glad you did.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's start with look at the livestock futures. Your thoughts on what's going on here. The feeder cattle futures, again, with another nice day with triple-digit highs for the most part yesterday.
That's right, Dave. These feeders just continue to work higher, make new record highs, close on a positive note. Now, the live cattle, on the other hand, traded and closed on a mixed note. So we're not seeing as much support in our live cattle as these feeder cattle just continue to run up and continue to run up under the pretenses. I don't mean to use the word pretense because, I mean, it is true, but there is a point where we push it too far, but the tight supplies of feeders out there. Now, our cash feeder index and our boxed beef prices also yesterday made new all-time record highs. Choice boxed beef was up $2.04. Select's up $2.86. Had a movement, a good movement, 121 loads. Cattle kill yesterday, 111,000 head. Cash feeder index yesterday was up $2.24, and it has gained a total of $13.71 the past five sessions. Lean hogs extended their current lows with negative closes yesterday. At the moment, August live cattle, 32 cents higher. August feeder cattle, 97 higher. And October lean hogs, 15 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers. Our friend Jim Odell and the folks at Superior Livestock want to invite you to check out their Superior click-to-bid option of going online and bidding on any of their auctions, their regular auctions, or some of the various seed stock and purebred auctions listed on their website as well. For details, go to their website, SuperiorClickToBid.com. It's a great way when you can't be in front of the TV watching their auctions to bid wherever you are. Superior, click to bid.
Well, Tom, as we kind of take a peek at these grain futures as they closed yesterday, lower across the board, kind of a rough day yesterday.
Yes, it was. We just continue to see the downside take place in our grain complex. The wheat and soybeans experienced double-digit losses yesterday. The corn was also negative. Long liquidation, outright selling, negative price trends, near perfect crop conditions and weather continues to pressure our grain and our soybean complexes lower. Now, we're also saw overnight the trading was on the mixed side, and one thing to be looking for this afternoon, or I should say a little later this morning, is the release of the U.S. second quarter GDP report. Now, at the moment, we do have the September KC wheat up a penny and a quarter. December corn's down 2 1/4. November soybeans are trading 9 cents lower. December cotton down 4 points. September crude oil 34 cents higher. The September dollar index is up 6 cents. And September Dow Jones futures trading 39 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here this morning and look forward to our visit tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.